Māori traditional healers have set up a national organisation to heighten their profile. Healers and their supporters met in Auckland over the weekend to decide how the new body, Ngā Ringa Whakahaere o Te Iwi Māori, will work. Here's Māori Issues reporter Adam Gifford.
Traditional Māori healing practices went underground for much of this century as laws such as the Tohunga Suppression Act sought to assimilate Māori people into mainstream society. But the healers have been around for those who want to find them, and the Māori cultural resurgence of recent years has meant more people are seeking them out. Ngā Ringa Whakahaere o Te Iwi Māori is being set up in a bid to place traditional healers somewhere in the restructured health services. Chairman Brownie Williams says the healers aren't trying to take work away from mainstream doctors, and they tell their patients to tell their own GPs they're trying rongoā Māori or traditional medicine. He says healers can effectively treat many illnesses, such as asthma, diabetes and cancer in its early stages. Mr. Williams says user-pays health reforms have encouraged the traditional healing boom, with one Auckland clinic dealing with almost 60,000 patient visits over 5 years, with most of the patients Māori people in their 40s and 50s.
The hurt that is happening with our clientele between 40 and 80, which are predominantly Māori, 80% of those are now looking for some form of relief as opposed to the current medication that they're under, whether it be what they're doing now or whether it be under alternative medicine.
So user pays is forcing them back to traditional Māori healing?
It has.
So is it so not really a matter of choice, but they feel they can't afford to go to a...
It is a matter of choice, but the choice which is theirs is that they have decided to look at rongoā Māori. Not only us, but the Pacific Island people as well, and also a lot of overseas visitors who are familiar with it, and a lot of people from the Te Iwi situation.
What will this national organisation be able to do for that network of clinics?
The national organisation will give us the opportunity and the clout to provide services for our people, and with that recognition in law will allow us to have communications with the existing services.
Will having a national structure like this change the way that healers work?
No, but the administration from a point of view of the same office administration nationwide, the same applications of sharing of information. We have an archives and a database of information that will be installed very, very quickly to service the other clinics.
Brownie Williams from Ngā Ringa Whakahaere o Te Iwi Māori, ending that report from Adam Gifford. It's 10 to 9.